What does organization and planning have to do with the roadblocks in your current daily life? Hey, what's up? It's Angelica Stanley, your daily life overcome strategist and biz connect coach, where I use biblical counseling in order to help you be the biz connect and creating your business so that it can be fruitful and multiply once the foundations are settled. So, with that being said, organization and planning has been something that has been something that always has hindered me from moving forth, because I had a lot of trauma growing up as a kid. And so one of the things that was hindered was paying attention and all of that kind of stuff. Well, as I have gone through healing, thank you, Lord Jesus, I've been able to actually get more done, because let me tell you, what the enemy meant for evil, God will use for your good, right? And so I'm here to explain to you that right now, inside of Niche to Nations, our Facebook group, yes, so we have a podcast, we have a Facebook group, and we have an online biz growth hub, okay? I've created this, you know, community of support tools to help you niche down, learn the business skills, and do what God has called you to do, so that when it's time for you to go to the nations, you're able to go to the nations. Now, why you might be saying, well, what does organization and planning have to do with that? Let me explain something to you. Peter was a fisherman, okay? He knew business, okay? Being a fish merchant at that time was one of the top paying jobs that you could have, and it was a career. And it wasn't that he worked for somebody. It was a family business, okay? And so I share that with you because being in a family business and doing those different types of things, what you're doing right now is not just about you, okay? It's about your children's children, okay? So I want you to look at your children and think of them when they're adults and they have children. Those seeds that will soon be planted is what we're preparing for. And we have to think about it. That's what Peter's dad did. If we think about it, and you know, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me this revelation and understanding and just kind of insight on what that scripture and what that means, you know, generations. And the reason I'm sharing that is because, you know, oh, you're just a fishmonger, you're just a fisherman, you're, you know, whatever. But Jesus met Peter and said, I'm going to make you fisher of men. And that's where the nations part comes out. Okay. Peter knew business. He knew communication. He knew strategy. He knew how to deal with quote unquote difficult people. He learned, so to speak, customer service, all of that type of stuff. And when it was time, at the appointed time, guess what? He went to the nations. So he met the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord said, follow me and I'm going to make you fisher of men. And so I believe that all of us, from the power of our testimony, have the opportunity to be a minister, to be a light in the dark place. That is what we are. That's part of what we're born to do. Amen. And so my goal for this Facebook group and inside is organization and planning for the month, because we are focusing on helping you get it together behind the scenes. I don't care how big your following is. I don't care how much money you're currently making. I don't care how big the calling on your life is. Hear me when I say that. You have to lead and build on a fruitful and firm foundation. Okay? And if I had to face issues with organization and planning and structure and all of that, basically what I've done, thank you, Holy Spirit, has allowed me to package some basic trainings that have helped me in the past and add my own fruitful spin, because majority of the people that I work with, they are high functioning entrepreneurs, meaning that they carry a big following. Okay. They carry, like, you, people just come to you and they're sent And so you deal with a lot of interaction, a lot of people, and it can be draining, okay? And so one of the ways that I can help you so that you stand firm and that you have that support is helping you with the behind the scenes stuff so that everything that you're doing, your family, your faith, your family, and everything is first, right? And then it's into the business part and into the nations. So click the link in the description, jump inside of the group. There, it's in the guide section where you can get, there's going to be 4 trainings. I'm going to walk you through some free tools that you can use that are mobile friendly, desktop friendly, that will help you get organized. Short, simple, and sweet. But I also show you the pen and paper way, because I know for us old school folks, you know, I got to write it down. And that's actually a high functioning technique for people. There's something about when the pen is in the paper and the pen is in your hand, that's a process. It's actually helps with motor functioning, memory recall, all of that. So with my background in clinical mental health counseling with a concentration in a biblical focus, I'm telling you that the tools and the skills that the Lord has prepared me for is to support you, is to help you go and do what you're born to do. Okay, the nook and crannies of the attacks and all of that kind of stuff. And so this is my way of helping you with practical tools so that you can get it together and do what you're born to do. All right, I love you. God bless you. Click the link in the description and let's go be about our Father's business. Is there an organization that you're wanting to look for, or you feel the Holy Spirit leading you to invest? Hey, what's up? I want to invite you to invest in a family's future. I want to invite you to click the link in the description and support the Hand Up campaign. The Hand Up campaign is an opportunity for you to invest in workshops, in masterclasses, and all of those different things that we normally charge $5 from, you know, anywhere from $5 to $197. What you're doing is investing and sponsoring a person. And by you clicking that, provide the email where I am able to contact you and I will give you podcast airtime. I would love to have you as a special guest as well, but we would start that initiation by getting you ad time in our podcast. Allowing you to sponsor someone, but also get your mission known throughout my people and my connections people as well. All right. I love you. God bless you. Click the link in the description and let's help people get a hand up, not a handout.